A Seattle-based immigrant rights group has scored a major victory against the Justice Department. A federal judge issued a nationwide restraining order that lets the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project resume its legal work. The group's work had been curtailed after the Justice Department issued a cease and desist order. 88.5's Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle has a story.
One of the main things the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project does is provide legal assistance. They help asylum seekers fill out paperwork necessary to go before an immigration judge, for example. But project director Jorge Barón says in April, they received a letter from the Justice Department saying unless they were formally representing each person in court, they couldn't provide that sort of help.
We could tell them, well, you can, you know, fill it out on your own and not do what we normally do, which is, you know, take that on and help people fill the application, help them understand how it's done properly.
The Immigrant Rights Project sued Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the Justice Department. Federal Judge Richard Jones agreed with the group that the Justice Department's directive would cause irreparable harm, forcing many immigrants to go without any legal help, and he issued a nationwide temporary restraining order. It will remain in place while the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project seeks a permanent injunction. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.